We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game. Now to introduce today's game, here's the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
Tip controlled by the Mountaineers, and we are underway from Bramlage Coliseum on this Wednesday night. Pretty good crowd on hand, still continuing to build with the early start. Here's Wesley Harris with the ball, left side to Jermaine Haley, into the corner to the angular Wesley Harris, now to Haley, to Beadle Bolden, into the corner to Logan Rout. Long jumper for three as an air ball put up by Beadle Bolden, and K-State with the loose ball. Cartier Jada into the front court. Here's Stokes over on the far left side wing. Beadle Bolden will defend him, or try to. Here's Stokes dribbling to the right side on the wing, back to the high left, dribbling inside, and now whistling a foul call. This one against West Virginia, and I think on the help, they got Wesley Harris. That will be Wesley's first foul.
West Virginia playing good man-to-man, Wyatt, but they are not pressing nearly as much as they have in the last 3 or 4 years. They're not pressing Virginia anymore. It's a new group. They don't have the shot blocker behind to protect them. Kanate not available to clean up the mistake, so they're pressing much less.
Here's Jada, works right side to Cam Stokes, 15 to shoot, 45 seconds into the game. Stokes middle of the floor. Here's Snead on the left, driving to the rim, bounces it inside for Jada, into the corner to Stokes, 5 to shoot, 4 to shoot. He lost it going up. Bolden blocked it. Now he'll try again. Hits the side rim with 2 on the shot clock, and West Virginia with the ball.
Guess what? One possession each, and great defense. No surprise.
Sir. Here's Haley to Rout at the foul line and back out high. Bolden to Haley on the left. Here's a whistle and a hold inside, says Roger Ayers. And this one will go against Kamau Stokes, and that's Kansas State's first foul.
K-State switching everything right now, and Issa Ahmad, a big, strong 6'6 player, was posting up against Kamau Stokes, and they said Stokes fouled as he was worried about getting the ball inside.
Here's an illegal screen down low against the Mountaineers' Issa Ahmad. That's the second against Bob Huggins' crew, the first against the senior from Shaker Heights High School in Cleveland. No score at 18:45, and the Cats have the ball back.
And you wonder what these defenses... When will they score, Wyatt? It's a little bit like football, trying to get a touchdown versus basketball, where the ball is usually ripping through the hoops.
There's Barry Brown with the ball, right side wing, gets a screen, drives inside the foul line, dishes it left, Stokes from distance, that rattles off, tipped up and in by McCall Mayween, but they wave it off and McCall is called for over the back. So that's his first, and already four fouls in the game, two each way at 18-26.
Yeah, that's what happens a lot in West Virginia games, a lot of fouls, but it's usually because of all the pressing and physicality. But tonight, no points and plenty of fouls.
If this continues, though, I think it's more dangerous to K-State because they don't have as many bodies.
Right, they'll go 11, 12, even 13 deep on the West Virginia side.
Here's Rout to Haley, right side wing. Stolen away by Cam, and then a foul on Haley trying to get it back. Haley will pick up the foul. It will be his first Mountaineer foul number three, and Levi Stockard comes into the ball game, and here comes Jordan McCabe for West Virginia. He is a freshman from Wisconsin.
He's averaged 10 minutes a game, started a couple of times, but almost everybody on the West Virginia roster has got a start underneath their belt.
No doubt about that. Here's Jada working left of the lane, over the shoulder pass. K-State with it, Snead into the lane, now into the corner to Barry Brown left side. Stockard comes to screen, Barry goes the other way, bounces it off to Jada, fakes from long distance, drives to the rim, tried to get it up there, and the ball tipped out of bounds, and it's off Kansas State. So this has been, I don't think we'll have a shutout, but it's nothing-nothing at 17-41.
It's been amazing watching these Big 12 games so far, Wyatt. Basically, teams playing two games, and I can't believe how many scores we're seeing in the 60s. They supposedly opened up the game, right?
Yeah, McCabe to Bolden, that's exactly right. Right side lane line. Now they pitch it back out. Long distance three, no good. The follow by Wesley Harris is good. Harris stuffs the miss. That time from Beadle Bolden, it's 2-0 West Virginia.
That's West Virginia's normal offense right there, Wyatt. They don't mind missing. They just want to get offensive rebounds.
Jada, nice back cut for Barry Brown, and he's blocked at the rim. But Logan Rout with the foul will make sure that's accurate as Chris Rastatter. Oh, they're going to call it actually on Bolden. That's why you always check his first and team foul number four.
Barry Brown to the free throw line for the Wildcats. One of our keys tonight, shoot high percentage at the free throw line.
K-State has really struggled there as a team, 62.5%, but this one is good. Barry coming off a 16-point effort to lead the Cats on Saturday in Lubbock, Texas. That makes it a 2-1 lead for the Mountaineers.
And K-State needs to see Barry Brown continue to drive the basketball like he did there to get a foul.
Derek Culver in the game for West Virginia. Second free throw is no good, and Issa Ahmad is the rebounder. K-State down a point. Beadle Bolden gets it off to Wesley Harris. Harris hands it off to McCabe. He dribbles towards center circle. Dribble handoff right wing for Ahmad, and now to Wesley Harris. Harris, a shake and bake move, and off to Jordan McCabe. McCabe with the ball against Stokes. Right side to Harris, nine to shoot. Harris will drive, stops and pops from 17, way off the mark. Ball tipped out front, 4 seconds to shoot. Swish. This one from the freshman, Jordan McCabe. That's the first triple made tonight, and West Virginia with a lead of 5-1.
All 5 points off offensive rebounds.
K-State driving. Here's a shot at the rim, no good from Jada, and it's out of bounds, and they say it belongs to the Mountaineers, and this has been a tough start for the Wildcats. West Virginia is 2 out of 5. K-State 0 for 3, making 1 of 2 free throws.
West Virginia has very few possessions. We're early in the game, Wyatt. They've had 2 air balls. But one of the air balls bounced off some players, went to the top of the key, and Jordan McCabe standing there and knocks down a 3-pointer. So good break for the ball bouncing early for the Mountaineers.
Here's McCabe, hands it off to Issa Ahmad, and now to Beadle Bolden. 17 on the shot clock, 16-13 to go in the half. Bolden dribbles into the left corner, pass deflected and stolen. Here's Cam Stokes, underneath pass to Barry Brown, and that's goaltending. Beautiful shovel pass, if you will, there to Barry Brown from Cam Stokes. Barry has 3, and that makes it 5-3.
Good job on the defensive end by the Wildcats. Tipping the ball, Barry Brown, and Kamau Stokes, he didn't have his eye on the basketball, but he kind of heard it bounce to his left, somehow reached back and took off dribbling it, and a nice finish at the other end on a 2-on-1 break.
Stokes out of the ball game. Mike McGurl is in there now. 4 minutes in, it's 5-3 Mountaineers. McCabe to Beadle Bolden. Bolden with it off to Issa Ahmad. Drives right side lane line into the corner to McCabe. McCabe with the ball. Now here's a jumper from Culver that rattles in for 2. Culver with his first bucket. He's shooting 65% on the year, and it's 7-3 Mountaineers.
He made it look easy.
Another whistle and a foul called here. This one against Issa Ahmad. That's his second. Team foul number five, and it sends us to break at 15:40 with the Mountaineers in front, 7-3. Cartier jotted a trigger it in for Kansas State here on the near sideline, just to the left of Bob Huggins. In it comes to Mike McGurl. McGurl dribbles between the rings out high, off to Barry Brown. Brown with the ball, dribbles right, backs it back out, thought about the three, 14 to shoot, now calling for McGurl's help, and Mike has it right side wing, and it's deflected from him. It went off of official Tom Eads and back to Mike. He'll drive inside, off the window, high, no good. Stockard had a hand on it, then lost it, and it's off the knee of Levi Stockard and out of bounds to West Virginia.
Well, they allowed a lot of physicality at the rim, Wyatt. If you jump straight up, it's not a foul, but boy, that was a tough call for the official. It looked like there might have been a foul against Mike McGurl as he tried to make a layup.
Here's Beadle Bolden working left side. This is Wesley Harris with the ball. Harris top of the circle to Lamont West, who's in for the first time, and now to Bolden. Bolden with the ball, high right, lobs it to West, or make it Harris. He'll spin, had it stripped, right side lane line. At the foul line, he throws it into the left corner, and it's picked off by Barry Brown. Good defense by Barry.
Mike McGurl tapped the ball away originally.
K-State with the ball. Here's McGurl into the corner to Xavier Sneed. X dribbles left side wing, works against Bolden, kicks it into the corner. Mike McGurl for three. That one's short, and the rebound to WVU. Down quickly come the Mountaineers. Lamont West for three. That one is good. Lamont West is one guy, in my mind, you have to really worry about from three-point range. 33% shooter, but he's hit 25 on the year. It's 10-3, West Virginia.
And he had seven in one game earlier this year.
Yeah, he can shoot when he gets on a little bit of a roll. 14-14 to go in the half. Barry Brown tries to throw it inside for Stockard, and it's loose, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the floor, and this one is going to go against Cartier Jada with a push. So Carty will pick up his first. K-State foul number three. West Virginia with a 10-3 lead to start. McCall Mayween is back in. McGurl will leave. Stockard will leave. And in for the first time is Sean Neal Williams for K-State. Wildcats are down seven.
Sean Neal Williams has given K-State a good boost off the bench recently. Wyatt, we'll see if he can do it here, down 10-3.
Saturday, he made two of four shots, had 7 points, three rebounds, and two assists. Here's McCabe, high post pass. This one goes to Derek Culver. Culver with the ball, left side to Lamont West, past the arc. He'll fire it up over Snead. This one good again. There it is for Lamont West. He's got two triples and six. Three made threes for West Virginia. Their lead is 13-3.
And that was guarded.
It really was.
And not in rhythm. What a make.
K-State with the ball. In it goes to McCall Mayween. Turns to his right. Tries to shoot it up there. And a jump ball, tie ball called. And the possession arrow to Kansas State. West Virginia on an 8-0 run over the last 2 minutes. Leading now 13-3.
And three three-point makes for West Virginia, Wyatt. K-State only one field goal make total.
Barry Brown with a great fake. Gets it off to McCall Mayween. Faces the bucket. Jumper won't go. Rebound is to Culver. And off to Jordan McCabe. McCabe into the front court with a right-handed dribble. West Virginia out shooting and out playing the Cats to this point. Beadle Bolden to Lamont West. He's starting to feel it. Bolden with the ball between the rings out high. 13:08 to go in the half. Bolden looking right, going that way to McCabe. 10 to shoot. K-State playing man-to-man. Here's McCabe. Harris, left side triple. That one way off the mark. And the ball into the corner, and Beadle Bolden has it. And a whistle. Shot clock violation there.
Well, there was no hitting of the rim on the air ball. Beadle Bailey ended up getting the ball on the baseline, making a steal, but they're going to have to go back and time it out. Why? Because the shot clock was reset. So the administration of the game along the scores table, they hit the reset button. So what was the clock saying? They're going to try to figure out why. How many seconds were there when Beadle Bailey got the basketball, and how long did he dribble when he dribbled into the corner?
Bolden missed the shot. It did not draw iron, but the shot clock was reset. K-State's scoring drought is at 3:08. And in part because of that, West Virginia on an 8-0 run. They've hit five of their first nine, three of those from three-point land, and thus a 10-point advantage for the Mountaineers.
Four misses for West Virginia, Wyatt, so they're shooting a good percentage, but though three of them are air balls. Not even close. And there was another example where it was a pinball And James Beetle Bolton ended up getting the ball along the baseline, dribbled out to the corner, and circled back around the lane. I think there was only 3.5, maybe 4 seconds left on the shot clock. Now, to be fair to him, he didn't see that the shot clock was down to its last seconds, but I think he took too long.
Well, for the entire month of January, receive 2 times the points every time you submit a Lucky for Life ticket into your play-on account. For information, visit kslottery.com. Kansas Lottery, proud sponsor of K-State Athletics. They are going to put 1 on the shot clock.
Yeah, it's probably fair, crazily, because there's no way West Virginia could anticipate that the shot clock hadn't been reset. But it was very, very close. So they're going to get a chance to get the ball in and throw it up.
McCabe will play it baseline right as we view it on the north end of Bramlage. There's the lob for Culver. It's too high. He catches and shoots it. It's no good. And finally, the rebound to Kansas State. They got a couple of cracks at it there. And K-State with the ball.
And now showing some full court pressure. Wild. Off a miss.
K-State trailing 13-3. Here's Jada with the ball to Xavier Sneed on the right. X with it off to Sean Neal Williams inside for McCall Mayween. He fights his way in there, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to West Virginia. Wesley Harris helping out to get the rebound. Here's McCabe with the ball, with a ball screen up high. Over the shoulder pass to Harler, who's into the game for the first time. Chase Harler is a junior from Moundsville, West Virginia. Mountaineers on top. Here's West to Harler to McCabe. 10 to shoot. McCabe, high right, dribbles middle of the floor. Passes inside for Culver. Knocked out by K-State. 4 to shoot. 12:02 to go, first half. And here's another newbie into the game. Andrew Gordon, a 6'9 sophomore transfer from Northwest Florida State Community College. Culver with a breather.
Averages just under 7 minutes a game.
West Virginia, though, as advertised, playing a bunch of guys. Here's the inbounds in the corner. Horrible shot, and it's out of bounds. That actually went behind the backboard. We go to break at 11:59 of the first. It's the Mountaineers 13 and the Cats 3.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
To our Dillon's associates, for the long hours and late nights, for the miles traveled and the shelves restocked, for making a difference in our customers' lives. Everyone at the Kroger family of brands and our customers say thank you. Dillon's, fresh for everyone.
Dillon's is now hiring, with immediate openings available to help keep our stores open and stocked. Apply today at jobs.dillons.com.
People's State Bank offers 10 convenient locations statewide. Whether you're looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking, or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, K-State fans, need new tires? Check out Peerless Tires for Less. Why Peerless Tires? No appointments needed. First come, first served. Free rotations and repairs with every tire sold. 4 tires installed in usually less than 30 minutes. A 30-day test drive. And did we mention? No credit needed. Ask about our Snap Finance. Plus, tell them you heard the ad during the game and save 10% on your next purchase.
When you need tires for less, come to Peerless.
Tires for Less.
It's the summer of Silverado. Play Kansas Lottery Silverado Scratch Ticket for 2 ways to win a brand new Chevy Silverado plus $10,000. Just buy a ticket, scratch, and win instantly. Or scan non-winning tickets into the Play On app to enter the Summer of Silverado finale event. Lots of great prizes. 2 ways to win a Silverado. See kslottery.com for details.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
K-State to play it against pressure. Sneed gets it into Barry Brown as Kamau Stokes heads towards the scorer's table. Brown will bring it up the floor against Wesley Harris. Across the timeline he goes. Works to the middle of the floor with the dribble. Into the corner, Sneed. 3-pointer on the way. That one rattles around and out. And the rebound to Gordon. Off to McCabe. Andrew Gordon, a 6'9 sophomore from Florida, into the ball game with a rebound right away. West Virginia dominating the Cats on the glass early. Here's Gordon just above the foul line. Works against Maywean. Had it knocked away. Got it back. Takes it to the rim. Off to Harris. Shot up no, and a foul on McCall. And that is a big, big foul call from Chris Rastatter. That's McCall's second Wildcat foul, number four. And Bruce Weber is, to say the least, not a happy man. And K-State to their bench with Austin Trice, a 6'7 junior from Chicago.
And West Virginia again getting the ball to bounce their way. K-State actually had a steal. Sean Neal Williams snuck up to the big guy, tapped the ball away. It looked like K-State was going to get a steal, but it went to West Virginia.
Harris misses the free throw. West Virginia has struggled of late at the free throw line for sure. As a team this year, just under 69%. And Bruce Weber in the ear of Roger Ayers talking about the call of Chris Rastatter, who's over on the far wing. Wesley Harris with a second of two free throws, and this one is good. 3 points for Wesley Harris, and the Mountaineers with a 14-3 lead and a 9-0 run. K-State with the ball. Sean Neal Williams into the front court. Great screen by X. Pass inside. Shot up no good for Trice, and he's fouled right at the rim. Roger Ayers with that call. This one will go against Wesley Harris. Make it Gordon. I'm going to beg your pardon there. Andrew Gordon's first, and that's already six fouls against the Mountaineers, and Trice to the free throw line. Austin has made 8 of 29 at the stripe this year, averaging 2.3 points per game. This one rattles around and out. K-State is 1 for 3 to start at the line.
Well, you're shooting 27% from the line. You look at that shot, you say, that's pretty close. It really had good rotation, arc, and it rattled inside the rim before going out.
He has worked really hard on it. It's one thing that he's needed to get better at. Misses here. Sean Neal Williams with the loose ball. He'll fire it up there, and it's no good. And the rebound to West Virginia.
He went up and under and was worried about shot blockers, I guess, and flipped the ball so hard that it went an air ball over the basket.
Right into the hands of Wesley Harris. Here's McCabe with the ball. We go under 11 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Harler with it right side. Back up top to McCabe, and now back to Harler. Into the middle it goes to Gordon, right side lane line. He's quickly doubled. Fans screaming for a walk. A fadeaway three will not go for McCabe, and the long rebound is to Stokes. Cam into the front court. Sean Neal Williams into the corner to Snead, and back up top to Cam. Left side, Sean Neal Williams for three. That one is no good. Ball tipped towards the rim and into the hands of Gordon for West Virginia. And still, Kansas State has just one made field goal in this game, and the Mountaineers on a 9-0 run.
With the Mountaineers having six fouls, I think they need to drive the ball to the basket, Wyatt, and if you can't get a shot that's good, at least you're likely to get a foul.
10-10 to go. West Virginia with the 14-3 lead in the ball. Here's Harris. Gets it off to McCabe, right side. Five to shoot, four to shoot. McCabe to Harler. Spots up for three. Good. Wow. You catch them on a night when they're making shots, they can beat you. And that's four made triples already for the Mountaineers, who lead 17-3.
And these are guarded threes right at the end of the last of the shot clock. And it reminds you of Texas making 14 three-pointers the last time K-State played here in Bramlage.
West Virginia on a 12-0 run over the last 6 minutes. K-State with the ball, 9:35 to go. Inside, Stokes, nice fake. And fouled is Austin Trice. He'll go back to the line. And the Mountaineers have their seventh foul of the half. So Austin Trice goes back to the free throw line for Kansas State. For Gordon, his second foul. And those, really, for Gordon, I'm just being honest, they're kind of freebies. They've got so many bodies, they can afford to have Gordon in foul trouble and give up four or five fouls tonight.
Yeah, and Bob Huggins is going to say you got to foul Trice and make him shoot free throws.
Exactly. Free throw no good, and Trice is 0 for 3. The Cats are 1 for 5, and it's 17-3, and here comes Barry Brown after a short rest.
Trice is hustling, Wyatt. He's been in the game only a few minutes, and he's really working hard, even on the offensive rebounding side, but I think someone else in the offense, one of the other four guys, have got to drive the ball to the basket and see if they can get a call.
Stockard back to the scorer's table. This one is no good for Trice, who's 0 for 4. He's had two that weren't close and a couple that rattled out. West Virginia with a 17-3 lead in the ball. Brandon Napper into the game for the first time. Napper did not play at Texas. He was suspended for a game by Coach Huggins, but he's back here tonight. Wesley Harris with it to Lamont West. West loses it. Stokes tries to get it. Tips the ball ahead, but out of bounds, says Roger Ayers to West Virginia.
Great hands by Kamal Stokes. He's just unfortunate. When he jumped to steal it, the ball went out of bounds. And you're relying so much on their defense right now, and the fans not happy with some of the physicality there as Barry Brown got run over by a West Virginia player.
Wide open three-pointer good for Lamont West, and West has been huge. His third three, number five for the Mountaineers, and Bruce Weber calls a 30-second timeout. Mountaineers now with a 20-3 lead. This following a game where K-State played Saturday in Lubbock, and they were down 14-0 and 17-3. It's now 20-3 with a 15-zip run over the last 6:48. This has to be maddening for Bruce Weber.
Yeah, it does. And there are all kinds of things going on here. And it's something the fans are upset about is Wesley Harris really just ran his shoulder right into Barry Brown. And they weren't necessarily close to the basketball while it was being tipped and fought for, but it was definitely a foul by West Virginia that all the fans saw. They don't call it, and then West Virginia rips another three, and Wyatt, they are hot from behind the arc.
They have hit five of their first 10, and we remind you, rent big, rent small, rent it all at Foley Rental. Check them out at FoleyRental.com.
5 3-point makes. K-State 1 overall make, Wyatt. And struggles from the free throw line as well.
So K-State to play it on the West Virginia baseline against pressure. Jada will play it in. Now we've got a whistle that stops play. And a holding call here against Lamont West. It's against Wesley Harris.
Yeah, and I think they may have realized that Harris fouled earlier. It didn't take much for him this time guarding Barry Brown to get a foul call. K-State's 1 of 6 from the free throw line. West Virginia's 5 of 10 from behind the arc. So Barry Brown finally gets a chance to put a drought stoppage here with a free throw, hopefully.
Barry is 1 of 2 at the line and has all three Kansas State points with 9:02 to go in the half. The Cats trying to break a 15-0 Mountaineer run right here. West Virginia, 5 triples in the game. They're shooting 50% overall from the floor, 7 of 14, and this from a team that has really struggled offensively. Brown hits the free throw, and the long streak is over. So it ends at 15-0 over nearly some 7 minutes. And it's now 20-4. Brown hits them both and has 5.
K-State showed on the road they can fight back from a deficit in that game against Texas Tech when they're behind 14-0. K-State now going back to that 1-2-1-1 press.
Here's a ball that's deflected. K-State's got it. Brown gets it off to Jada. Jada back to Stokes. Into the lane. Trice will flush it. Austin Trice with his first bucket, and the Wildcats are back to within 20-7.
How about 4 straight points?
Foul in the backcourt here against Cam Stokes. And Roger Ayers watching him as he hops into the air, unhappy with the call. That's the second on Kamau. It is the 5th against the Wildcats, so 2 on Stokes and 2 on McCall Maywean, who continues to set. 8:38 to go in a first half that has really been all West Virginia. Here's Lamont West. West with the ball. Back out to Brandon Knapper. Knapper, middle of the floor. Left-handed dribble and off to Culver. Derek Culver looking into the corner. Finds Haley up top with 9 and now 8 to shoot. Left side 3 for West. No good. Culver will rebound it and a whistle and a foul. This one on Levi Stockard, says Chris Rastatter.
K-State unable to clear the boards, Wyatt, and that is hurt in addition to the 3-point makes by the West Virginia Mountaineers.
K-State will bring Xavier Sneed back in for Kamau Stokes. K-State with Stokes leaving with 2, and they want to also keep a close eye on his minutes with that tender foot. Knapper to play it, left baseline, lobs it inside, back into the corner to Chase Harler, passed up a 3. Here's Knapper with the ball as we approach the 8-minute mark. 8:05 to go and 21 on the shot clock. Harler, left side wing, above the foul line to Derek Culver. To Knapper on the right, another 3. That one way off the mark, and Trice with the rebound for K-State. Wildcats down 13 with just under 8 minutes to play in the first half. Brown with the basketball. Barry right at the top of the circle, dribbles towards the left, back to the right, and into the corner. Sneed for three. That one off the side rim, and the rebound coming down to West Virginia's Jermaine Haley.
K-State's had three corner three-point shots that they've missed tonight.
Knapper will set offense. 19 on the shot clock. Here's Harler with it. Left side to Lamont West, under 7.5 to go. Knapper with it, right in the middle of the floor at the top of the circle. Lamont West on the right wing, back to Knapper. Knapper moves against his defender. Harler for three, partially blocked. And it's Sneed with the rebound, and he'll bring it towards the lane. Into the corner, Barry right side three, it's no good. Ball deflected out front, and Brown on the floor to get it, but it's into the backcourt. Harler on the floor to get it. He gets it to Culver, he'll score. And it's going to count. Wow, that is amazing. West Virginia gets the basket, and Culver has his second and his fourth point. K-State with a seventh foul. This one on Stockard, his second, and we go to break. 22-7, West Virginia with 6:59 to go in the half.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
Buying tires from the discount place with absolutely no service. Now, that was about as good of an idea as when you had Elmer Fudd tattooed on your arm. When you need service, you need it now, not later. And the folks at Kansas Land Tire understand that. The company was founded over 40 years ago with an understanding and commitment to serving you with quality tires, service second to no one, and people that are committed to your uptime. Find the nearest Kansas Land Tire store at thetirestore.com. Remember, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
Torgerson Electric is a third-generation company that is now 100% employee-owned with over 50 years of experience throughout the Midwest and is highly skilled in the pre-construction process with large prefab capabilities. Whether your electrical needs are commercial, industrial, institutional, or design build, you can count on the certified electricians at Torgerson Electric to get your job done right, just like they did inside K-State's West Stadium Center, the basketball training facility, Northeast Connector Project, and Veneer Football Complex. Google Torgerson Electric in Topeka for your next project.
K-Staters, make sure everyone knows you're a proud member of the Wildcat family with a K-State license plate on the back of your vehicle. Available with a $50 tax-deductible contribution, these special plates will let everyone know you are proud to be a Wildcat. With more than 10,000 K-State plates on the road today, the Alumni Association's license plate program has raised more than $4.5 million for scholarships and student recognition programs. Get a K-State license plate at your local DMV office. For more details, visit the association's website at k-state.com.
K-State fans, Stan Weber here. Let me tell you about my friends at Buck Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. With offices in both Kansas City and Manhattan, they can come out and give you a free estimate on your house or building. I have used them at my house, and they always do a great job at a great price. They're owned by a K-State grad and a Herndon Fund supporter, Ron Buck, and are a member of the K-State Home Team Program. Call Ron Buck at Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680 or go to rbuckroofing.com.
From Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game.
23-7, West Virginia. Here's Sean Neal Williams on the left. Lobs towards the bucket, and the throwdown for Xavier Sneed. That was awesome. Xavier Sneed's first bucket. And Sean Neal Williams with his first assist, and it was perfect. It's 23-9.
Great play call out of the timeout, and a good pass by Sean Neal for the dunk.
Top of the circle, here's Lamont West. Goes inside. Haley fakes off the window. Got it. Jermaine Haley's first bucket. West Virginia 25, Kansas State 9. 6:18 to go. Sean Neal Williams with the ball. Dribbling as he works against Beadle Bolden. Sean needing to move the ball. Now dribbles left side to the lane. Little floater. Got blocked in the lane, and we've got a whistle and a foul here, and it's against K-State. And it's Levi Stockard, and that's his third, and K-State foul number 8.
We had early fouls on both teams. Then it was mostly West Virginia, and K-State was right there to get into 1-1. But now it's the Wildcats fouling, and both teams end up with 18 fouls each at this point in the game.
West Virginia jumping out early, 10-3. Then it was 20-3, and now 25-9. We see James Love in the game for the first time. He did not play against Texas Tech. His game, last game action, a minute against Texas, and this free throw is good for Lamont West, who's been one of the stars of the game. He's got 10 already for West Virginia. Game's first double-digit score. He averages 10.8, and this one is also good.
He knows about big-time basketball, Wyatt, playing well tonight. His mom played in the Final Four in college basketball.
Just under 6 minutes to go. Snead into the front court from left to right. 20 to shoot. Snead with it. Works against Chase Harler. They're running Stokes into the left corner. He's got it 4-3. That one off the mark. And the rebound to Lamont West. A decent look for Kansas State, but a miss, and it's 27-9. This is the big lead of the night for West Virginia with 5.5 to go in the first half. 16 to shoot. Haley with the ball up top, working with the bounce. It's now Beadle Bolden with it. Bolden bounces it inside. This is Culver up top. Lamont West shoots for three again. That one off the mark, and Trice tips the ball into the corner. Bolden was there, and it's out of bounds, and it's off West Virginia's Beadle Bolden and off to K-State.
Boy, Beadle Bolden is quick to the basketball, Wyatt. He may not get the offensive rebound by jumping high, but, well, he can get to the loose balls and somehow come up with it. That time, K-State's fortunate that he dropped the ball out of bounds.
27-9 Mountaineers with 5 minutes to go in the half. Here's James Love with the ball. One bounce, right side to Barry Brown. James will screen for him. Here's Barry to Stokes, 11 to shoot. There's the lob to Brown, left side, fakes the three and drives, is stripped. Ball up top to Stokes, foul line jumper, banked it home. Cats will take it. First bucket for Stokes, and it's 27-11.
Well said, White. He wanted to get the shot up over the blocking hand of the West Virginia player closing out, and he shot it so hard it went off the backboard, but it did go in.
Under 4.5 to go. Bolden to Haley, and here's a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats, and it's Austin Trice. Too much body there. It is Austin's first Wildcat foul, number 9, and here comes Mike McGurl for Austin Trice.
Jermaine Haley to the line, Wyatt, from Canada, played at Odessa College and transferred last year and transferred to West Virginia this year.
Was at New Mexico State as a freshman, so he's been around a little bit. Free throw is good here, and Haley's got 3 points in the contest. West Virginia struggling from the field and from the line and from three lately, but not tonight. They've made 5 of 6 free throws, 5 of 13 triples, 9 of 20 from the field, and lead 28-11. Haley with a second charity toss. This one bounces in there, and he's got 4. West Virginia leads 29-11. 4:20 to go in the first half, and Barry Brown with the ball. Barry works left side to McGurl. Mike with it. Crossover dribble into the right corner to Stokes. Back to McGurl. Three-pointer on the way. Yes, sir. Mike McGurl knocks it down. That's his first, the Wildcats' first. And for McGurl, just his 5th made three of the year. It's 29-14.
Look confident and good rotation on that one.
Here's Haley with the ball at center circle. 20 to shoot. Under 4 minutes to go in the half now. Chase Harler, a 17-footer up top that won't go. And James Love is the rebounder. He got high there, but his pass deflected. But to Stokes, and now to Barry Brown. Brown drives inside, losing it as Snead. Tried to get it off to Barry. Deflected, but now Brown has it. And now to Snead and off to Stokes. A left side three. Good! Kamau Stokes with a triple. Back-to-back threes for the Cats. And all of a sudden, it is 29-17.
Not how you would draw it up at all. K-State, a 3-on-2 fast break. Couldn't get something going, but Kamau Stokes ends up with the ball and a 3-point make.
Here's Bolden, gets it off to Haley. Jermaine Haley with a screen to the right wing. Off to Bolden, 10 to shoot, 9 to shoot. Beadle Bolden with 8 to shoot now. Crossover dribble, drives inside, bounces it to Haley. Step back three on the way. Good. My goodness. They are making everything at the moment. That is 6 made threes for West Virginia, it'll send us to break with 2:51 to go in the half. Mountaineers lead 32-17. Jermaine Haley into the front court from right to left. Dribbles against McGurl towards the left side and into the corner to Lamont West. West has had three threes in the period. Here's Harler with a walk. Not called. And West Virginia's got it with Bolden on the right side wing. And it goes to West. Spinning move. Shot up and no good. Rebound followed by Culver. And with the right hand for the lefty, it's good. He's got now 7 in the ballgame.
He is so strong just sitting there right by the basket. And when the ball went his way, he's easily able to grab it and put it back in.
34-17 is our score. Just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Mountaineers with the lead. Brown for three up top. That one off the mark. Rebound is to West Virginia. And it's Derek Culver with it. To Jermaine Haley. Haley drives to the foul line, pitches it over his shoulder to Culver. Culver spins left, shot off the window is too high and no good. K-State's got the ball. McGurl ahead to Stokes, bounces it to Brown, layup good. Barry Brown with a tough shot in from the left has 7, and it's 34-19.
That was a big time shot because he hung in the air. And it looked like there was a lot of contact, and he had to reach his left hand out separate from his body, just flip it up with his hand.
West Virginia with the ball with a minute 10 to go in the half. Top of the circle, Haley. Left side to Lamont West. Bruce Weber screaming at his team to defend. Here's a pass inside that Stokes steals, jumping in front of Culver. Ahead it goes to the left side wing, and now Stokes on the right for three. That one off the mark. Ball tipped. Haley saves it to West and off to Bolden. Bolden into the front court. Brings it down off to Haley. Lobs inside for Culver. Back to the left and a whistle and a foul. This is James Love from the backside. And James will pick up his first K-State foul number 10. So James West Love. Virginia to the line with 39 seconds to go in the half.
James Love just a little slow getting down. He ran as fast as he could, but Culver got down there first, and when they had the post-entry pass, they said he was fouled on the catch.
Free throw is good. It was flat, but it hung there and dropped. 8 points for Derek Culver, who is 2 for 2 at the line. The Mountaineers have made 7 of 8, and their lead is now 34-19. Make it 35-19. Here comes the second, and no good. K-State with the ball. 32 seconds to go. Mountaineers on top from the start.
8 second differential between shot clock and game clock.
34-19 is what the scoreboard says. Here's Brown driving inside. He's fouled on his way. And it's a hold against the Mountaineers' Derek Culver, his first. Mountaineer foul number 9. And Sean Neal Williams will check in here for K-State with 21 seconds to go.
K-State stuck around that 20-point mark again, Wyatt. 22 points against Texas, 19 points at the half against the Red Raiders, and now 19 with 2 free throws here for Barry Brown.
And finally put the point up for West Virginia on the scoreboard. It's 35-19.
You had that 35 a long time ago.
Yeah. They did not.
They played 30 seconds with that clock and the scoreboard showing 34 points.
Barry Brown hits the free throw and has 8. He's 4 out of 5. Cats are 4 of 9. The other free throws coming from Austin Trice, who's 0 for 4. Barry Brown with another airborne, and that one is right through there. He's got 9 here in the first half. 30-second timeout called here by West Virginia.
Yeah, Bob Huggins calls the timeout. How do you like Bob Huggins' new look there, Wyatt? He's just gone with the basketball shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, just white basketball shoes with the gold and blue trim, a Nike swoosh on there, and an all-black look other than that. Very casual, very comfortable.
Yeah. Had a chance to talk to him earlier today briefly, and you could really sense that he is a frustrated guy with his basketball team. They're capable, certainly, but they've been hurt by inconsistent play, much like the Cats. They've been hurt by injuries, much like the Cats. Both of these teams, 0-2 in league play coming in here. Dean Wade is unavailable for a sixth straight game, but I like it because during the break he was giving some instructions to James Love, a young player. 21.3 to go. West Virginia ball. Chase Harler to play it in. Harler looking baseline, gets the ball in, and it's, or tried to, and it's knocked out by Barry Brown. Barry, one of the league's very best defenders, with another fine play. 20.6 on the game clock. The shot clock is now off.
K-State full court pressure, man-to-man.
Here it comes into Haley. Jermaine Haley, one of the newcomers for Bob Huggins. Brings it into the front court with 14 seconds to go. McGurl guarding him. Here comes some help on a screen for Culver. Haley, crossover dribble, right side to the rim. Shot up, no good. And a whistle and a foul is called. Ayers with the call here, and it's against the Wildcats. James Love, his second, and K-State foul number 11.
Bob Huggins went with an isolation. Jermaine Haley brought the ball up, stood at half court for a little while, dribbling, and then took it down the right lane line all the way toward James Love, and they say James Love is the player fouling. James Love's really putting together his most significant minutes at any time this year. He's played one game, 5 minutes, his longest stretch so far.
Haley's free throw is off the mark. His first miss. He's 2 of 3. The Mountaineers are 7 of 10. I've got 15 players on my West Virginia chart here. 13 of them have now played. As Emmett Matthews, Jr., a freshman, is into the game for the first time.
And Sagabon Kanate is probably on your list, and he's not going to play.
That's true. Free throw is good. 8 points for Jermaine Haley.
4.5 seconds left. Can K-State get a shot off?
36-21 is our score. Barry Brown into the front court. Here's Stokes. Left side three. That one no good. And that will send us to break. At the intermission, West Virginia 36, the Wildcats 21.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
I'm Todd Graves of Raising Cane's. We've always operated with the highest standards of food safety, cleanliness, and health. And recently, we've taken even greater measures. This is very personal to me. I know how important it is to have a trusted, safe, and clean place to feed you and your loved ones. Raising Cane's is open and here to serve you our quality chicken finger meals and drinks through our drive-thrus and takeout. Go to RaisingCane's.com for details or call your local Cane's. One love.
Make a Wildcat smile today. Shop online for officially licensed gear from the K-State Superstore. Gifts for mom, dad, grads, birthdays, and fans all across Wildcat country. New arrivals include t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, kids, and baby gear. Free ground shipping offered on every purchase at kstatesuperstore.com. No code necessary. K-State Superstore. Don't just be a fan. Be a super fan.
To our Dillon's associates, for the long hours and late nights, for the miles traveled and the shelves restocked, for making a difference in our customers' lives. Everyone at the Kroger family of brands and our customers say thank you. Dillon's, fresh for everyone.
Dillon's is now hiring, with immediate openings available to help keep our stores open and stocked. Apply today at jobs.dillons.com.
People's State Bank offers 10 convenient locations statewide. Whether you're looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking, or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
Here we go, second half. Mountaineers will play it over on the far side with Jermaine Haley, and he'll play it in to James Beadle Bolden. Underway now, second half. Mountaineers wearing the dark blue uniforms, trimmed in the gold and white. They'll work in the front court to the south end of Bramlage here, and here's a hold inside against Xavier Sneed, working against Issa Ahmad. Xavier's first. K-State foul number 1 in the half and number 12 in the ballgame.
Most of this work has been done without Issa Ahmad being a factor. He is a very reliable West Virginia player, but he has not been a factor early in the game.
He'll fire this one up left side and score. His first bucket for senior Issa Ahmad, and that makes it 38-21 in favor of the Mountaineers at 19:35 of the ballgame.
Well, that's what can worry you. Here you got a guy who's a four-year starter that didn't do much, and sure enough, he starts off right away.
Sneed lobs it inside, and a push-off foul here against McCall Mayween, working against Derek Culver. So right away, his third foul for Mayween. It is the second in the period against Bruce Weber's crew.
Yeah, it's an offensive foul, saying that he lifted his left flipper up and pushed off on the lob over the top.
Here's Haley driving into the lane, all the way in, and a whistle and a foul call. This one against the Wildcats, McCall Mayween, and that is his fourth team foul, number three. My, oh my. McCall has never really been a part of this ballgame in any way. To the free throw line is Jermaine Haley.
You know, Bob Huggins, the head coach of West Virginia, said, hey, K-State's going to come out and make a push to start the second half. And his players have responded. They have made the push, Wyatt.
Haley's free throw is good. Mountaineers have hit nine of their first 12 free throws. They lead at 39-21. And Stockard is in for Mayween. Bruce Weber searching for answers, and it's not easy. Free throw good for Haley. He's got 10.
And that is a season high in scoring for Jermaine Haley.
40-21 is our score. Mountaineers in front. Here's the drive to the bucket. It won't go for Mike McGurl.
And ahead
is Bolden. Yep, rolling off. And here's Ahmad trying to go inside for Culver. And it looked like it went off Culver, but Roger Ayer says no, it belongs to WVU.
I think Levi Stockard might have been running through the lane and just had the ball go off his body hard and out of bounds.
Here's Issa Ahmad, gets it off to Bolden. Bolden with the ball, dribbles towards the middle, and now will give the ball up, looking, and bounces it to the top of the circle. This is Wesley Harris. In it goes to Culver, faces the bucket, 15-footer, got it. Culver has been terrific, too. He's got 10. West Virginia leads it. They've doubled up the Cats. It's 42-21.
Largest deficit K-State's faced this season.
Barry Brown with the ball, top of the circle. Stops, pops for two. That one hits the rim twice, won't go. Issa Ahmad is the rebounder. West Virginia will set offense again with Bolden. Bolden with it, middle of the floor. Dribbles towards the left wing. Now lobs it to the high post. This is Wesley Harris. Harris with the ball. Kicks it into the right side wing area for Haley. And now Ahmad and a charge against Ahmad as he ran over Mike McGurl. Issa Ahmad's third, and that's the first against West Virginia and their 10th overall in the game.
Will K-State keep the focus, Wyatt, or will they go through the motions, kind of numb? You know, when Texas started knocking down three-pointers everywhere, the Wildcats just seemed to be numb for that last 4 minutes of the game. I mean, what can we do? And you don't want to have that kind of attitude with 18-plus minutes left in the second half.
That's exactly right. It's a really good point. Mountaineers have doubled up the Cats, 42-21 with 18:06 to go. West Virginia, the first 6 points of this period. As they have hit their first couple of shots here. K-State against pressure will play it in. This is Stokes. Kamau Stokes will bring it up the floor against Bolden. Into the front court he goes. West Virginia looking for a fifth straight win against Kansas State in the series. Here's Stokes driving to the bucket. Off the window it won't go. It's a little bit strong. Haley with the rebound, takes it all the way down, pitches it left side. Here's Ahmad with a runner. It won't go. McGurl had his hand on the ball, and now a whistle and a foul against the Mountaineers. This one will go against Wesley Harris, and that's his third in team foul number two.
Great offside rebounding by Mike McGurl. He's not the big biggest guy, but he jumped in the air very, very high two times trying to grasp the ball and finally got the over-the-back call.
Sometimes I'm amazed for how short he is, how high he can get up.
Yeah, I thought it was a big guy at first.
I did too.
He protected his position so well.
There's Barry Brown at the point. Right side Stokes faces for three. Yes, sir! Kamau Stokes knocks it down. He's got eight. His second triple. It's the third of the night for the Wildcats, and that makes it 42-24.
To make a comeback, it might need to be one of those nights where Kamau Stokes gets five or more three-point makes.
Bolden with the ball, left side. Works against Barry Brown. Off to Haley now. Haley dumps it inside. Good catch, but Ahmad overshoots the ball. It's loose again. They take it up with Culver. Tip try, no. Now the ball loose again and out of bounds. It's going to belong to Kansas State finally, I think. Yes, here comes James Love in for the Wildcats. He'll come in for Levi Stockard.
How did West Virginia not score? They had three times right at the basket with easy little shots. I mean, there's a lot of battling going on, but K-State very fortunate that they didn't see 2 points scored by the opponents.
Stokes with the basketball at center circle against Bolden. We go under 17 minutes to play. Here's Stokes with the ball. Bounces it off to Mike McGurl. McGurl between the rings out high. Works to the right side. Here's a 14-foot jumper right side by Xavier Sneed. He gets his own rebound, and now Stokes will miss in the corner, but he draws the foul. That one against Wesley Harris, and that's four. Team foul number three.
Sneed did a nice curl to get that wing shot from about 15, kind of the Jack Hartman basketball shot. It didn't go, but when it bounced out, he was able to tip it to the corner to Stokes. And are they saying it's not a three-shot foul?
Apparently not.
Wow. Unless it said it came after the shot completely, but there's a liberal interpretation of what a shot is.
Here's Stokes with it to Sneed on the left. X with the basketball, dribbles back towards the middle of the floor. Sneed with it right side to Barry Brown. Barry at the point, gives it to McGurl. McGurl launches for three, swish, he got it. Nice shot from Mike McGurl, his second three of the night. It's the fourth for the Wildcats, and that makes it 42-27 Mountaineers with 16:05 to play in the ballgame.
The first time he's made multiple three-pointers in a game this season.
There's a whistle and a hold inside. This one against Xavier Sneed. That's his second. Wildcat foul number four, and that sends us to break at 15:59. 42-27 Mountaineers. Bruce Weber up directing traffic as the Mountaineers play it in. Left baseline. Haley lobs it for Culver out high. Now to Bolden. Bolden a couple of dribbles to his left and off to Haley with 15 to shoot. Haley dribbles back to the middle of the floor. Here's Issa Ahmad on the left wing, guarded by McGurl. And now up top, here's Haley to Lamont West. Two to shoot, one to shoot. He'll have to fire up a three, and it's a shot clock violation. He tried to jump into the defender and draw a foul. Tom Eads wasn't buying that, and K-State with the ball back, down 42-27.
Tom Eads has been the most consistent official I've seen this year. Staying calm, but not letting the game get out of control. Calling fouls when they should be called. I've been impressed.
I have too. He does a good job. Here's Kamau Stokes. He'll bring it up the floor. Works with the left and now right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Finds Barry Brown at center circle. 18 to shoot for the Wildcats. Brown guarded by Bolden. Right side wing. Here's Stokes driving underneath. Left side to Sneed. Top of the circle to Brown. Drives towards the rim. Layup. Good. And a foul. Barry Brown has 11. We'll name that our Briggs Auto drive of the game. Briggs Auto Group, where they never match prices. They always beat them. It's Mountaineer foul number three. And it's Haley's second.
Barry Brown has more double-figure scoring games than any Wildcat this year. That's his 11th, Wyatt. And, boy, the coaching staff's going to be happy with that reward because three different guys look like they could have shot, but pump faked and passed it to the next guy who was more open. And Barry Brown finally got the ball at the top of the key, drove down hard, made the layup, and the old-fashioned three-point play with the free throw make.
Barry Brown now with 12, and that makes it a 12-point game. It's 42-30. It's as close as K-State's been in a little while here. And here's a hold at the center circle against Sean Neal Williams. Sean with his first. It's K-State foul number five already. And we're 8 seconds from being 5 minutes deep into this second period.
You wonder if that could slow down this run, but K-State 9-0 run right now, trying to get back into the game.
Coming over the last two-plus minutes, here's Issa Ahmad, had it knocked away. Onto the floor to get it is McGurl, and it's loose again, and it's out of bounds to Kansas State. Great hustle by Mike McGurl.
Well, McGurl goes to the floor, and it's exactly what the K-State coaching staff wanted. Don't just reach down for a basketball when you're playing West Virginia. You got to dive to get it, and he did, and somehow rolled his body up so he wasn't out of bounds. If he would have lengthened his body normally, Wyatt, while on the ground, his feet would have been out of bounds.
Snead needs some help, finds McGurl. He's bumped, but no call. Fans over on the far side not liking that. Here's Xavier Snead with the ball. X with the dribble on the right wing. Hands it off to Barry Brown. Under 15 minutes to play now. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Barry getting a screen from James Love. He'll drive towards the bucket. Scoop shot, no, and a blocking foul underneath against the Mountaineers' Beadle Bolden, I believe. Yes, Bolden will pick up the foul. His second Mountaineer foul, number four.
And he's holding his right leg, it looks like, or his hand. I mean, he got run over down there, but I think his feet were on the line or inside the line where you cannot take a charge. Barry Brown driving the ball to the basket's very impressive. That's what K-State needs more of right there.
So a quick timeout here. They're going to keep it right here, I believe, as they tend to Bolden. Kansas State back to within 42-30 with 14:37 to go. Bolden being helped by the Mountaineer medical staff, and he is still in some pain as he kind of somewhat limp, stiff-legged towards the Mountaineer bench of Bob Huggins.
Looks like a thigh possibly on the left side.
I wonder about that, yeah.
He's not bending that knee very much and walking slowly. They've got plenty of backups, but boy, what a chance here for K-State to surprise West Virginia and get back into this game because the crowd's starting to get into it. K-State scored the last 9 points, and Barry Brown has a chance for two more from the free throw line.
Brandon Knapper will replace Bolden. So Barry Brown, the Wildcats' leading scorer tonight with 12. He's 6 of 7 at the line, and this one is perfect. 13 for Barry. Wildcats to within 42-31, and the run is now 10-0 over just 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Here's the second of two. Got it again.
A 10-point deficit is usually not something to be excited about, but the last time K-State was within 10 was just under 13 minutes left in the first half.
Matthews into the game. Played very briefly in the first half, but Matthews, a freshman, is in there now. Here's Knapper, and a whistle, and a walk call right at the timeline against Brandon Knapper. So as hard as it has been for the Wildcats, they have Omo on their side right now. It's 42-32, and K-State on an 11-0 run over the last 3 minutes.
And West Virginia has warts also. We didn't see many of them in the first half, but this ball club's 8-6 on the year.
Barry Brown with the ball, center circle. K-State needing a bucket here.
So they can't be oozing with confidence if you press them.
Agreed. Here's Brown working right side towards the rim, looks away, and he's fouled again about 4 feet from the bucket. And this one will go against Emmett Matthews, Jr., his first, and number 5 against the Mountaineers of West Virginia. And Barry Brown right back to the line. You got to love this. K-State's closing the gap with the clock stopped.
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't run very much at all here in a little while, and the Wildcats taking their time and getting to the line.
Brown's free throw, swish.
And I like a player going to the line back-to-back, you know, a lot, because you start getting into a rhythm. A guy like Barry Brown, he struggled this year with his free throw more than normal, but you get into a nice rhythm when you go rip, rip, and then come back, and a minute later, you're doing the same.
Looks for 4 in a row, and he got it. 16 points for Barry Brown, who's 10 of 11 from the foul line.
And the loudest roar of the night as K-State presses West Virginia.
42-34. The run is 13-0, and the Mountaineers now are the team desperate for some points. Here's McCabe, the freshman point guard, back in the game with 14 minutes to go. Foul line, here's Haley. Haley had it knocked away by Brown, but runs it down. 9 seconds to shoot. McCabe with the ball. working left side with a ball screen. Top of the circle to Haley. 1 second to go. A more than NBA three that does not draw iron. And K-State with the rebound. Here's Sean Neal Williams into the corner. Brown for three. No. Rebound followed by McGurl. He tipped it in. McGurl's got eight. Oh, my goodness. It's 42-36.
He tipped that in with his left hand about 4 feet from the basket. There's almost no way he could tip that thing in. It went right.
Kansas State run and a timeout for the Mountaineers. 13:21 to go. It's 42-36.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
K-Staters, make sure everyone knows you're a proud member of the Wildcat family with a K-State license plate on the back of your vehicle. Available with a $50 tax-deductible contribution, these special plates will let everyone know you are proud to be a Wildcat. With more than 10,000 K-State plates on the road today, the Alumni Association's license plate program has raised more than $4.5 million for scholarships and student recognition programs. Get a K-State license plate at your local DMV office. For more details, visit the association's website at k-state.com.
K-State fans, Stan Weber here. Let me tell you about my friends at Buck Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. With offices in both Kansas City and Manhattan, they can come out and give you a free estimate on your house or building. I have used them at my house, and they always do a great job at a great price. They're owned by a K-State grad and a Herndon Fund supporter, Ron Buck, and are a member of the K-State Home Team Program. Call Ron Buck at Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680 or go to rbuckroofing.com.
Buying tires from the discount place with absolutely no service. Now, that was about as good of an idea as when you had Elmer Fudd tattooed on your arm. When you need service, you need it now, not later. And the folks at Kansas Land Tire understand that. The company was founded over 40 years ago with an understanding and commitment to serving you with quality tires, service second to no one, and people that are committed to your uptime. Find the nearest Kansas Land Tire store at thetirestore.com. Remember, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
Torgerson Electric is a third-generation company that is now 100% employee-owned with over 50 years of experience throughout the Midwest and is highly skilled in the pre-construction process with large prefab capabilities. Whether your electrical needs are commercial, industrial, institutional, or design build, you can count on the certified electricians at Torgerson Electric to get your job done right, just like they did inside K-State's West Stadium Center, the basketball training facility, Northeast Connector Project, and Vanier Football Complex. Google Torgerson Electric in Topeka for your next project.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
Mountaineer basketball with 13:21 to go, and here's McCabe with it in the backcourt and across the timeline from left to right. McCabe will set offense for Bob Huggins' crew. Pass is deflected. Here's Barry Brown. He'll drive and stuff it. Barry Brown now with 18 points, and K-State's run 17-0. And we've got a whistle and a... What's the call here? Foul on the floor against the Cats, and it's against James Love, his third, and team foul number six.
Well, now you got six team fouls, and that's important because if you foul, West Virginia could go to the line, and right now you do not want them at the line. Why? You want them to try to get a field goal fighting through your defense, which is on fire right now.
Here's Lamont West. Gets the ball off to Haley. Now to McCabe. Drives into the lane. Pass deflected. Picked off by Culver. He'll fire it up with the left hand. It won't go. Tip try. No. Culver will follow and score. Culver now with 12. Mountaineers finally break the run of 17-0. And that makes it 44-38. So K-State, a 17-0 run. And now they want to continue to fight and maybe even take the lead here. Sean Neal Williams, far side pass. Brown had to try to tip it and save it inbounds, and now a mad scramble and a tie up here with the possession arrow to Kansas State. Bodies everywhere. Good hustle by both teams.
Comebacks in athletics, Wyatt, are really hard to do, but what really makes it hard to win when you're way behind is a lot of times you make the push, and then you can't make that final push through. Remember, against Tech, K-State pulled within one, and then the Red Raiders gained their traction. So can K-State continue the push down by six now?
Stoppage of play here. Not sure what Bob Huggins is asking about, but they've stopped play. Tom Eads to go down to say something to Hugs.
And Bruce
Roger
Weber
errs over to talk to the official scores.
And Bruce Weber calls his team over and draws up a play. He's going to use it as a timeout.
Don't blame him there. This is a freebie of sorts.
Yeah, and he's good at drawing up some plays out of timeout. So right now he's telling exactly what he wants on the next possession down for the Wildcats.
K-State has outscored the Mountaineers 17-8 in this period to get back to within six.
And West Virginia scored the first 6 points of the second half.
K-State's been down by as much as 19 in the game. 21? It was 21?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were.
Yeah, you're right. 42-21.
42-21.
Yeah.
That's what the play-by-play guy said for K-State. Doubled up.
I didn't remember that saying that now.
I'm a good listener.
I know you are. I appreciate
it's
it.
It's fun to broadcast, but I love listening to you as well.
Here's Barry Brown at center circle. Foul line jumper, Xavier Sneed. Missed it long, but he gets his own rebound. McGurl, left side three. Splash! He got it! Mike McGurl scores again. He's got 11 and three threes. 44-41, West Virginia. That's big time for Mike McGurl.
He had 3 3-point makes against Creighton. It is coming out party.
High post pass. This is Haley just above the foul line. Dumps it down. Issa Ahmad banks it home. He's got four. Both buckets in this half. It's 46-41 WVU. Wildcats with the ball back and into the front court is Sean Neal Williams. Sean Neal Williams lobs it to Barry Brown on the left. Back to Sean on the right side. 11 and a half to go in the game. Here's McGurl, right side wing. Issa Ahmad to check him. McGurl, 17-footer at the top. Yes! He is feeling it. Mike McGurl, 13, four off his career high. It's a three-point game, and now West for three. It's good, and an and one. Goodness gracious. Barry Brown with the foul. That will be his first and team foul number seven. Lamont West now with 14 and four threes, and they lead it 49-43 as we go to break with 11:16 to go. Lamont West can't hit the free throw to convert on the four-point play. Mountaineers are 10 of 14, and K-State with the ball down six. Here's Sean Neal Williams to Barry Brown.
1-3-1, half-court trap.
Here's McGurl over on the right side wing. Drives towards the lane to Barry Brown. Brown back up top. Sneed fakes the three. Now Sean Neal Williams with the ball. Back to X. Nine to shoot. Here's Barry in the lane. Little fadeaway shot. Got the bounce. Barry Brown with a heck of a shot. That's 20 for Barry Brown. And that is the 18th 20-plus point game of his Kansas State career. K-State back to within four.
Great shot in the middle of the lane. Falling back by Barry Brown.
Haley gets it off to Ahmad. Inside it goes to Culver. He's quickly doubled. Gets out of it. Here's the kick out to West for three. Good again. Lamont West, crazy. He's got five threes, and it's 52-45.
He has been a killer. He had seven against St. Joseph earlier this year and scored 27. Boy, he's had a couple of big ones here as K-State's making their push.
Barry Brown with it to Sean Neal Williams. Back to Brown. Spots up for three. Swish! He got it again! Barry Brown with another Kansas State bucket. He's got 23, and the Wildcats have six threes all of a sudden.
What do they call this, Wyatt? Is this offense?
I guess a flurry, right?
For both teams starting to score.
For sure. Here's Haley driving, stops, spins, kicks it back out. 15 to shoot. Here's Lamont West with the ball. He drives, gives it up to Issa Ahmad. Shot and a foul. He ran into James Love, who fouled him. Love's fourth. Kansas State foul number eight. Big bucket for the Mountaineers. And it comes at a huge time as they push it back to six. Issa Ahmad now with 6 points in the game.
You just hope that he doesn't wake up. He had 30 points against Valparaiso earlier this year. He can score.
Shot here good for Ahmad, who has seven. West Virginia trying to hold off the Cats. It's 55-48, ton of time. 9:35 to play in this one. K-State trailed 36-21 at half, and at one point, they were down 42-21. Here's Barry Brown with the ball at center circle.
It seems like K-State is so close, yet they're 7 points behind.
That's right. Brown with the ball, looking and now dribbling to the left. Back to the right he goes, works with the ball screen, keeps the ball, straddling the three-point line, misses the shot, and the rebound is to Culver.
K-State needs to rely on a lockdown defense. He can't get away from playing great defense to make a comeback.
Here's McCabe off to Issa Ahmad. Fakes, goes inside Culver, spins back left, bank shot won't go, and another whistle. This one on the weak side, rebound against Kansas State.
Xavier Sneed is going to be called for a foul as Jermaine Haley came flying through on the offside. And he tumbled to the ground, and that got the officials' attention. And he got pushed from behind by Xavier Sneed.
Sneed's third, K-State's ninth foul.
So free throws for West Virginia. Who will shoot their free throws well down the stretch, Wyatt?
The Mountaineers are 11 of 15. The Cats are 10 of 15.
They've been a 69% free throw shooting team this year. K-State a little worse at 63%.
Haley today has made 5 of 6. And has 10 points, including a three-pointer. And this one is flat and no good. The ball tipped around and out to West Virginia.
Loose balls have not been kind to the Wildcats. And West Virginia, you can call them a hustling team. Maybe that's why. But, boy, K-State has not got their 50% of loose balls.
There's the lob inside. Nice move by Culver. He scores. And an and-one. The foul against McCall Mayween. He's in for less than a minute and now done with his fifth foul.
He becomes the first player to foul out twice this year.
And fouls out with 8:51 to go, and the Mountaineers have pushed it to 57 to 48 on the bucket.
Yeah, it's good recognition. As soon as he got the ball on the inside, Wyatt, he said, hey, that guy has four fouls. I'm going to attack him.
Culver with a huge bucket for West Virginia. He's got 14 and a chance for a three-point play.
Real smart play by a freshman.
He has averaged 14 and a half, albeit a small sample size in two league games, but in four games total, 11. So Culver can score. Big body, suspended for the first 10 games of the year. But he's been terrific. Free throw is good. He's got 15 points.
And it's a 10-point lead again, Wyatt, like you said. K-State had pulled within three.
58-48 Mountaineers with 8:44 to go. Barry Brown with the ball. Center circle. K-State needing something here with 13 on the shot clock. Bruce Weber says go. Here's Brown with it. He'll work towards the rim. Layup. Yes, sir. Barry Brown does it again. He's got 25, and it's 58-50 West Virginia.
He's got to keep doing that. Like when he had 34 against Baylor last year. K-State's going to a 2-3 zone now.
Here's McCabe. This might be a real good move with all of the foul trouble and West Virginia's depth. K-State doesn't, as you know, play a lot of zone. Left side, Lamont West. Now to the right side, back to West, an NBA plus three. No, long rebound out, and it will belong to Kansas State with 7:57 to go. And when we come back, Mountaineers lead it by 8, 58-50. This is the K-State Sports Network. Mike McGurl will play it in. Cam Stokes is back in the game, and Barry Brown will run things at center circle for the Wildcats. Here's Brown, bounces it off to Xavier Sneed. Sneed looking inside, gets it to Stokes, guarded by McCabe. Bruce Weber wanting a foul. Here's Stokes with 10 to shoot. Here's Sneed on the left. Get in there for three. Yes, sir! Xavier Sneed with his second bucket of the night. His first three, that's number 7 for the Wildcats. It's 58-53.
K-State stays in a 2-3 zone.
McCabe. Get it back to Haley. They go inside, and again in front of Ahmad is Barry Brown with a steal. And Barry has it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul call.
That means he'll get to go to the line for 1-1, Wyatt. And last year when he scored those 34 points against Baylor, he was 12 of 12 with the free throw line. That was a key part of scoring the way he did. Tonight he's 10 of 11 from the free throw line so far.
McCabe's first foul, Mountaineer foul number 6. And Barry Brown back to the line with 25 points. He's had 18 20-plus point games, two 30-plus point games in his career, and his career-high 38 against Oklahoma State. Free throw for Barry is airborne, and this one is too strong and no good.
That's a big miss.
He is now 10 of 12. The Cats are 10 of 16. 58-53 is our score. Here's Issa Ahmad into the corner. Wesley Harris to Haley, right wing. He dribbles middle, off to Ahmad, back to Haley at the point. Right side to Harris, 10 and now 9 to shoot. Haley high left, three ball on the way, good. Haley has been amazingly good. Two threes, 13 points, one of eight Mountaineer threes, and they lead by eight again. And here's a drive by McGurl, and he'll score. Mike McGurl with 15 on the drive.
He didn't take long. He hung into the air forever. He may be a long jump champion because he started way away from the basket, hung, and laid it up and got it to roll over. But how about the three-point shooting by Haley?
Here's Ahmad. It won't go. Rebound is to Culver. Spins in the lane. Had it knocked away from behind by Brown to McGurl to Stokes. Cam into the corner to Brown. Fakes the three. Back up top. They swing it to McGurl for three. Yes! Mike McGurl! My goodness! He's got 18 and four triples. That's a new career high. And it's a three-point game again. It's 61-58.
Both are new highs in his career. Four three-point makes and the most points ever.
How about that passing by the Wildcats? They need more of that.
They recognize that he's the hot hand and made two extra passes to get the ball to him on the right wing.
Nine and now seven to shoot. Here's Haley at the top. Drifts towards the left. Into the middle. And a bucket and a blocking foul by Issa Ahmad. Goodness gracious. Foul is against the Wildcats. Mike McGurl, his first, team foul number 11. Ahmad's bucket gives him nine all in this period, and it's 63-58, and here comes Lamont West.
Issa Ahmad's done just enough to keep West Virginia ahead of the Wildcats.
63-58, our score. Ahmad, one for one at the line, but misses here, and Barry Brown corrals that loose ball. Mountaineers at the line are 12 of 18. K-State is down five. They've been down by as much as 21, under 5.5 minutes to play in this slugfest. Here's Barry Brown. Barry working right side, off to Stokes, straddling the three-point line. It's good for two. Kansas State heating up. That's 10 for Stokes, his 59th career double-digit game, and it's 63-60.
K-State can't bust through that three-point differential.
See if they can get a stop here with 5 minutes to play in the game. Here's Ahmad with it. He runs over the Wildcat in a charge. That's Barry Brown, and Issa Ahmad with four. Team foul number seven. Wow, that's a big play.
How can you turn that turnover and charge into a positive result at the other end? K-State, for the first time, has the basketball down by three since right at the beginning of the ball game.
That's exactly right. Here's Barry Brown into the front court as we go under five to play. Shot clock is at 22. Here's Barry Brown dribbling to the right, now towards the rim. Tried to get it up there, lost control of it, may have been partially blocked. And here's Haley the other way. Haley, and the pass to Lamont West, and he's bumped by Brown and fouled. Barry picks up his second. K-State foul number 12 in the period, 23rd foul in the game. Wildcats down 63-60. Chris Rastetter and Bruce Weber having a conversation about an earlier call.
Well, Barry Brown driving, they thought they should have got a foul. As Barry didn't get a good shot up, he threw the ball up behind the backboard.
Lamont West at the line, and he got it. West with 18. His career high 27 against St. Joe's. So he can score. 31 career double figure games. This one rattles around and out. Culver on the back, no call. K-State saves it in to Culver, and now Lamont West, and K-State finally clears the glass. Wildcats fortunate there, and now Stokes is bumped with no call. My, oh my. 64-60 our score with 4:19 to go in the game. Sneed to James Love. Extended minutes because of foul trouble tonight for James. Here's Stokes with the ball. Into the corner to Brown. Barry thought about the three. 5 seconds to shoot. Drives, stops, pops. Yes! Barry Brown with a 10-footer has 27, and it's a two-point game. It's 64-62.
K-State closer than they've been since the start of the game.
Haley with the ball to Issa Ahmad. He drives inside. Shot up, no. Culver follows, yes, and a foul. Culver with the offensive rebound, and the foul against James Love is his fifth. Team foul number 13, and we go to break. 66-62 West Virginia.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, K-State fans, need new tires? Check out Peerless Tires for Less. Why Peerless Tires? No appointments needed. First come, first served. Free rotations and repairs with every tire sold. Four tires installed in usually less than 30 minutes. A 30-day test drive. And did we mention? No credit needed. Ask about our Snap Finance. Plus, tell them you heard the ad during the game and save 10% on your next purchase.
When you need tires for less, come to Peerless.
Tires for Less.
It's the summer of Silverado. Play Kansas Lottery Silverado Scratch Ticket for two ways to win a brand new Chevy Silverado plus $10,000. Just buy a ticket, scratch, and win instantly. Or scan non-winning tickets into the Play On app to enter the Summer of Silverado finale event. Lots of great prizes. Two ways to win a Silverado. See kslottery.com for details.
I'm Todd Graves of Raising Cane's. We've always operated with the highest standards of food safety, cleanliness, and health. And recently, we've taken even greater measures. This is very personal to me. I know how important it is to have a trusted, safe, and clean place to feed you and your loved ones. Raising Cane's is open and here to serve you our quality chicken finger meals and drinks through our drive-thrus and takeout. Go to RaisingCane's.com for details or call your local Cane's. One love.
Make a Wildcat smile today. Shop online for officially licensed gear from the K-State Superstore. Gifts for mom, dad, grads, birthdays, and fans all across Wildcat country. New arrivals include t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, kids, and baby gear. Free ground shipping offered on every purchase at kstatesuperstore.com. No code necessary. K-State Superstore. Don't just be a fan. Be a super fan.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
Culver, a lefty. Shot on the way. No. McGurl rebounds. Mountaineers 13 of 21 at the line, and K-State down four and with a shot here with 3:35 to go, and Stokes with the ball. Cam with it, middle of the floor. Dribbles towards the left, stops and pops for 17. Yes! Come out! Stokes has 12! It's a two-point game. It's 66-64. Boy, the Wildcats have fought so hard. Let's hope they can get the lead and win this thing here. Mountaineers have been tough. Top of the circle. This is Harris. Working right side to Lamont West. West with the ball with 3:09 to go. Dumps it inside for Culver. He tried to pass it, and it's out of bounds. Touched by Kansas State. Mountaineers to keep it with 12 on the shot clock.
3:06 left. West Virginia 66, K-State 64. Just about what I expected, Wyatt.
Yeah, but not how
we got here.
Yeah, that's well said. The score, yes. The physicality and toughness, yes. But not the way we got here.
Down by 21 early in the second half. K-State's within two.
Haley with the ball, right side wing. He'll drive towards the baseline. Skips it inside for Ahmad. Misses over the rim. And that will be a shot clock buzzer that you hear in the background. K-State with 2:54 to go. Down two and with the ball.
Very fortunate because Derek Culver caught the ball, Wyatt, on that air ball and would have been able to put it back in. An offensive rebound, but time ran out.
K-State up the floor with Stokes, guarded by Harris. 20 on the shot clock for Cam. Here comes Barry Brown. He's got the ball at center circle.
Can he drive?
Culver just lost his gum. It's on the floor. Here's Stokes with the ball into the lane. Pitches it in the corner. Snead for the lead. Good! Xavier Snead has eight. His second three. That's nine for the Cats. And K-State leads it 67-66.
Xavier Snead to the right corner.
Unbelievable shot for X. and they called a foul, too, against Lamont West. That is his first, and team foul number 8. How about that? K-State takes the lead on a 3, and Snead could get 4. First free throw try of the night. It is good. 9 points for Xavier Snead. K-State leads here. Our score, 68-66 on the 4-point play for X. Just what you expected, right? This has been a crazy game.
Well, the last 2 minutes is exactly what I expected. A war.
Yeah.
But K-State down by 21. They've never come back from a 21-point deficit in the history of K-State basketball. So it isn't over, but they lead by 2, and that extra free throw is a big deal, Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
You know when he's sitting on a 1-point lead, guard the 3, make him shoot only 2s, and the worst that you come out with is the ball, and it's a tie game. You want to have the game with some momentum in your hands. Take the pressure off your shoulders. West Virginia has not had a flawless year this year, so you got to put some game pressure on them, Wyatt, and somehow, some way, K-State has done it. Mike McGurl, Barry Brown, and finally, later, Xavier Snead.
Snead has 9 points in the game, 4 of them on that play. So K-State by 2, 2.5 to go. Mountaineers with the ball. Issa Ahmad will play it in.
Will K-State go back to the man-to-man now?
Here's the inbounds. Jermaine Haley will bring it up the floor.
Looks like K-State's in the man-to-man.
Haley across the midcourt line with 22 on the shot clock. He'll drive right side. Got away with a walk, I think. Pitches it back out to Lamont West. Left side it goes to Wesley Harris with 14 to shoot. Here's Haley, left side. Guarded by Barry Brown. Nice back cut by Lamont West. Shot blocked, but he'll follow and score out the window. Lamont West banks it home. He's got 20. We're tied at 68 all with 2 minutes to go.
What an offensive rebound and putback after the shot was blocked by the Wildcats' Levi Stockard.
Quiet at the moment is Bramlage Coliseum. Cats with the ball in left front court. Here's Brown as K-State tries to get the lead right back after West tied it. Barry with it, left side. Into the corner for Snead. Top of the circle. Nice fake. Back to Snead. 3-pointer on the way. That one is long. Long rebound off of West and a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats. And it's going to go against Mike McGurl. McGurl's second. Team foul number 14. Chris Rastatter with that call. It's a 68-all game with a minute 33 to go. And the Mountaineers are going to go to the foul line. And the fans unhappy after watching the replay on the video board up above.
With the physicality allowed, it's pretty amazing on a loose ball that he called Mike McGurl for swiping across an arm. It was Wes who just fell down and acted like he got run over that got the foul, and he didn't get run over at all.
Lamont West, 3 out of 5 at the line, and this one is no good. It rattled out of there. We're still tied. Mountaineers 13 of 22 at the line. K-State is 11 of 17. And here comes a big one for Lamont West to try to break a 68-all tie. Free throw is on the way. He got that one. 21 for Lamont West. So K-State needing a bucket to get the lead back, and McGurl's got it. Falling out of bounds, saves it to X, and here comes K-State with a minute 25 to go.
Well, West Virginia play man-to-man. It looks like they are.
Yep. Brown with the ball, center circle, gets it off to Xavier Snead. Snead with the ball, looking inside, finds McGurl working with the Stockard screen. Has it left side wing, drives foul line to the bucket, layup blocked, and it's out of bounds with 5 to shoot for Kansas State. If you're wondering, the Wildcats have 2 timeouts left, so does West Virginia.
Got to have a quick hitter right here.
5 on the shot clock as Stokes will tie his shorts a little bit here. He'll play it deep corner, far baseline. K-State down 69-68. Stokes to trigger, gets it into X. Snead bounces it to McGurl, fires it towards the basket, and he misses it, but he was way off balance. And with a minute to go, Mountaineers have the 1-point lead in the ball.
He was just trying to save a soft pass by Xavier Snead. It was almost stolen. He grabbed it, threw it up from 3-point land on the top of the key area, and somehow got it to hit the rim, but not a good offensive possession for K-State.
69-68 is our score. West Virginia leads. The Huggins timeout leaves the Mountaineers with one. You wonder what is going through his mind. He usually is capable of some pretty good diagrams here. K-State will have to be very tough and cautious on the defensive side.
Well, he's often in this game had Jermaine Haley at 6'7" take the point and slowly back things down, look for driving opportunities, and then dish it off, hopefully, toward the basket from a West Virginia perspective. And then he just want to get a good shot up at the rim. If they get a 10-footer, they figure they're going to get two shots. The first one, K-State is going to have to really jump toward, and then that leaves them susceptible to give up an offensive rebound. And that's what West Virginia has lived on all year long and tonight as well.
The close games in this league, it's crazy.
Yeah, this
it's
game,
amazing.
We'll just say it now, because this game for the loser was going to be super painful, no matter what. And now the way this is played out, it's going to be worse. If West Virginia loses, they can't believe they lost a 21-point lead, and K-State fought all the way back and got a lead late.
54.3 to go. Issa Ahmad plays it into Jermaine Haley. He'll dribble to the middle of the floor, 20 to shoot. Right side, Issa Ahmad lost the ball out of bounds, trying to work, and back down Xavier Sneed.
They went to the veteran down low. They started with Haley, then got it to Ahmad. He was backing down Sneed, like you said, and the ball just squirted off his hand straight out of bounds.
46.8 to go.
K-State needs to get the ball in their veteran hands. You know, I want to see Barry Brown with the ball right now. Kamal Stokes or Xavier Sneed taking a shot. You know, otherwise you got Mike McGurl and Levi Stockard out on the floor.
Tom Eads, the lead official here tonight, is going to apparently look at the replay and make sure that it is Kansas State's ball here.
Yeah, because it's underneath a minute, they can look at it and make sure it's not off a Wildcat. And scary for the Wildcats is the fact that Xavier Sneed was between him and the out of bounds, the baseline, right? When he lost the ball, it could have nicked the Wildcat. Because it just, he was backing down, and the ball just squirted right through his
K-State
back.
K-State ball.
And it did not touch Xavier Sneed, so K-State gets the break and has the basketball back.
So K-State will have it, 46.8 to go. A timeout for West Virginia, two for Kansas State. Both teams in the double bonus. K-State with 14 second-half fouls. The Mountaineers with 9.
And you'd like to see K-State get a quick look so they get a 2-for-1 here. 17 seconds on the clock, greater than a 30-second shot clock. But if you could get Barry Brown to the basket quickly, then you'd get two chances to West Virginia's one.
We await the inbounds. There it is to Barry Brown. Brown will bring it up the floor. Kansas State down by a point. 23 on the shot clock as K-State moves into the front court, needing a bucket.
And they got a 6'8 guy guarding him.
It's Wesley Harris on him. He'll drive to the bucket. Off the window. Got it. Barry Brown scores and has 29. K-State leads 70-69.
That's exactly what K-State needed. There could have easily been contact and a foul on the play. So now they're going back to the monitor and looking for elbows, I guess, on a drive by Barry Brown as he ran into Derek Culver at the rim. Culver was not guarding him. It was 6'8" Wesley Harris that he had to drive by, and you drive past a 6'8" guy, and suddenly here comes another big guy.
I think they were more worried about time than an elbow, as it turns out, as Chris Rastatter just wanted to look. So K-State is up one. Mountaineers with 28.9 to go with the ball.
Tough layup right there. No shot clock on now with 28.9 left.
Mountaineers to play it.
Both teams will shoot two free throws if there's a foul called.
Here's the inbounds. Lamont West off to Haley. And a timeout by Huggs with 23.2 to go. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. 23.2 to go. Wildcats in front, 70-69. K-State fought back from a big deficit Saturday to get to within one, but could never take the lead. Here they've taken the lead a couple of different times, trying to hold on. The winner of this game will be a winner in Big 12 play for the first time and avoid an 0-3 start. And that's what's at stake.
And the loser is the only 0-3 team in the Big 12.
Correct.
So there is a lot at stake right now. And K-State finally hitting that 70-point mark, which is just normal. Do you realize the last time K-State scored 70 points in a game was December 15th, 2018? It's been a while. And it's all been second half scoring.
Yeah.
Cats had none at the end of the half, 21 points.
They have outscored West Virginia 49-33 in this half.
Now, West Virginia will attack the basket if they miss, Wyatt. And K-State has got to have gang rebounding. You don't want to foul and put them on the line. But if they do miss their shot, you better get everybody on the rebound because West Virginia has nothing to lose. They'll jump through you, around you, and it is not very often they get whistles against them because they're so used to attacking the basketball.
Cats will send out Brown, Stockard, Sneed, Stokes, and McGurl.
No tall guys, in other words. I mean, Stockard's not that tall. West Virginia will have four guys taller than the tallest Wildcat.
Mountaineers to play it near side here with 23.2 to go.
Actually, they'll have five guys taller than the largest height guy for the Wildcats.
Kind of says it all, doesn't it? One-point game, Cats lead. Here's the inbounds to Jermaine Haley. He'll dribble towards the far left side. Here comes Issa Ahmad. Now he'll clear back away with 15 on the game clock. We're down to 12 seconds to go. Haley has it high left. High post pass to Culver. Back to Haley. Back to Culver. Spins in the lane. Jumper, no. Rebound, Sneed with 4 seconds to go. And a foul. 3 seconds on the clock. They may put a little bit back. But the foul is against Lamont West, his second. And that's team foul number 10. Two free throws coming for the Cats, who lead 70-69.
Yeah, it's power basketball. We talked about how they're bigger players. Jermaine Haley got within 12 feet of the basket on the right lane line, and he tossed it over to the middle. And Darren Culver, about 8 feet from the basket, right on, straight ahead, tried to score. He misses over the Wildcats, and Xavier Sneed gets a rebound. Two free throws now. There have been 10 team fouls against West Virginia.
9 points for Sneed, who has made his only free throw try here tonight. Here comes his second. It is on the way, and good! It's a two-point game. Kansas State leads 71-69. Well, here comes another big one. This could make it a three-point game. X, a 60% foul shooter this year, but 71 in his Wildcat career. And Sean Neal Williams will come into the game, replacing Levi Stockard. So K-State, if it's possible, goes even smaller.
Well, will they foul?
It's yeah, you wonder.
Scary against West Virginia.
Yeah.
If you make the free throw, you're up by three with only 3 seconds left. Do you foul so that they don't get a three-point opportunity?
Xavier Sneed can make it a three-point game. Here's the shot. It is off the mark. Here comes Culver. Gets it ahead to McCabe. Into the front court with a 30-footer. No! And Kansas State comes back, and they win the game. The Wildcats, 71-69. Virginia Mountaineers. What a comeback for Kansas State as they outscore WVU 50-33 in the second half for an improbable 71-69 win. Leading the way, Barry Brown with 29. A new career high, 18 for Mike McGurl. Kamau Stokes finishes with 12. What a ball game. 10 points for Xavier Sneed.
How improbable. K-State down by 21 points early in the second half after West Virginia took a 15-point halftime lead, scored six straight to make it 21. The Wildcats come back and win 71-69. It is the greatest deficit overcome by a K-State basketball team in the history of K-State basketball.
That is absolutely an amazing statement, but it is true as the Cats come back and win this ball game.
This has been a Classic College Game on the K-State Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.